This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's not like last November. Tomorrow there will be a much quieter election day around the country, but still gubernatorial contests in Virginia and New Jersey and the race in New York's 23rd congressional district are getting a lot of attention. We'll hear more from upstate New York and more about the battle over the direction of the Republican Party.
But we're going to begin by looking forward, 1 year forward. Next year's midterm elections are sure to be a referendum on President Obama, and few places will be as closely watched as Ohio, that perpetual battleground state. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, Ohio boasts several marquee races.
Here's the 2010 lineup in Ohio. First-term Democratic Governor Ted Strickland faces a tough re-election battle. A U.S. Senate seat is open and up for grabs. And three brand-new congressional Democrats who captured longtime GOP seats last year will have to show how they've made a difference for their districts. At the center of it all is a still-slumping economy with unemployment topping 10%. Among the jobless is 27-year-old pipe fitter Russell Osborne.
Friday will be 7 weeks for me laid off.
Osborne and his wife, Brittany, were at the Union Hall in Columbus last week. They've got two daughters, both toddlers.
It's been stressful. Just worrying, you know, the normal stuff. You got two kids to support, and now, you know, not knowing when he's going to be able to go back. Like, there's no
certainty.
Yeah.
The Osbornes are Democrats who supported Mr. Obama last year. They are still behind him, despite grumbling they say they hear from friends.
A lot of people give Obama a hard time because it's almost been a year and they don't see a whole lot that's happened. But I think when he came into it, it wasn't just, okay, well, he needs to fix the economy. Well, yeah, but there's so much more. So, you know, I think he's doing the best that he can, and I really think that there are things moving in a positive way.
But for Republicans in this state, the assessment of the president is more, I told you so.
I am very, very concerned about the future. This huge debt is what I'm most concerned about.
That's 61-year-old Bob Schwartz, a veterinarian who lives in Fayette County.
I have a problem with bailing out certain industries. I don't like to see the government nationalize General Motors or the banks. I think that's a bad direction for the country to go.
President Obama's approval rating in Ohio is 52%, but that's down considerably. Additionally, more than half of all Ohioans now disapprove of Mr. Obama's handling of the economy. That could hurt Democrats in the midterm elections, who'll have a harder time putting the blame on Republicans like they did last year. Ohio State University political scientist Paul Beck.
If you're a Democrat, you're watching Obama's popularity. You're going to hope for success in passing a health care package of some sort.
Beck says another huge concern for Democrats, voter enthusiasm. Last year was marked by tremendous excitement for candidate Obama, especially among young people and minorities.
The question for 2010 will be, okay, you've got the ordinary downturn in turnout just because it's a midterm election. But there also, one would expect, a fall off in excitement because Obama's not at the top of the ticket.
In Franklin County, Ohio, which includes Columbus, home to one of those competitive House races next year, Democratic Party Chairman Bill Anthony says that's the thing that he worries about.
I'm concerned about voter apathy. I'm concerned about low voter turnout. I'm concerned about folks that just give up on it and go back to life as normal.
He said it's the nature of this battleground state that either party can win, and adds that last year's Democratic success guarantees nothing.
Just because we won don't mean we're going to continue to win. I mean, we could lose everything or we could retain it.
Meanwhile, Franklin County Republican Party Chairman Doug Price acknowledges that Republicans deserve the losses they took in 2006 and 2008. But looking to 2010, he says he's optimistic.
We think we've bottomed out. The pendulum has swung. And I also think that there have been a wake-up call across central Ohio, maybe a little buyer's remorse, too, about what's going on in Washington.
Both parties are already gearing up. And once tomorrow's election is over, the battle in this battleground state will be engaged. Ohio Republicans will try to capitalize on the voter discontent that's been their enemy the past two elections, while Democrats will try to hang on to those voters who wanted change last year but may not be seeing enough of it. Don Gagne, NPR News.